consequences of closing the border.
It would cause a financial hardship. You'd put a lot of people out of work.
Vigil turns violent. Second woman says Biden got too close.
It just felt like a total invasion of my space.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Lawmakers and business leaders are urging President Trump not to follow through on a threat to close the southern border. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says they fear economic disaster affecting the flow of everything from fruits and vegetables to medical devices and TVs.
Cilantro, cantaloupes, avocados.
At Junior's Farmers Market in Houston, the newly opened family-owned business gets more than half its produce from Mexico.
The borders were to close. It'd be a big impact on us.
Nearly half of all U.S. imported vegetables and 40% of the nation's imported fruit are grown in Mexico. A border shutdown could threaten more than $611 billion in yearly cross-border trade and impact nearly 5 million jobs nationwide.
Hundreds of millions of dollars of exports to Mexico are leaving this plant.
Jerry Pacheco, the president of the Border Industrial Association, took us to an industrial park in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, near El Paso, to see businesses that rely on cross-border trade.
You'd put a lot of people out of work. And that's Americans, not Mexicans.
Pacheco says the impact of a border shutdown would be devastating.
And not just here. The supply chains all the way back to the Midwest, our auto industry, our ag industry, would be affected immediately.
Well, now to Southern California, where the tribute to a slain rapper got out of hand last night.
Hundreds gathered to remember Nipsey Hussle when suddenly chaos. Some say it began when a fight broke out. Whatever triggered it, there was instant panic. People running in all different directions. Stu Mundell of KCBS-TV was flying above the scene.
Whoa, they're trampling people.
Around 20 people were injured, some suffering serious injuries. Police quickly restored order. Now authorities are looking for the man they believe killed Nipsey Hussle, 29-year-old Eric Holder. Steve Futterman, CBS News. Los Angeles.
A House committee will decide today whether to subpoena top Trump administration officials amid the claim from a whistleblower about security clearances. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the whistleblower is a career staffer, someone who's worked here for 18 years. Tricia Newbold says she kept track of 25 instances where her office's objections to security clearance grants were overruled. That despite disqualifying issues ranging from foreign entanglements to drug use. The president can share America's secrets with anyone he chooses, and Republicans say the whistleblower's concerns have been cherry-picked. But House Democrats want to know more about how clearances were granted to a number of senior officials, including the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Last night, Kushner told Fox News,
"I've been accused of all different types of things, and all of those things have turned out to be false."
But Kushner didn't directly address the whistleblower's concerns about the grave national security risks that she says have been posed by the way this White House has issued clearances. Steve?
A second woman accuses former Vice President Biden of inappropriate behavior. Former congressional aide Amy Lapos says it happened at a Connecticut fundraiser in 2009.
He walked up to me and wrapped his hands around my face and pulled me in and started rubbing noses with me. And I remember thinking, is he going to kiss me?
Meantime, a Biden spokesman blasted what he called right-wing trolls for conflating photos of Biden publicly embracing people with claims of unwanted touching. Efforts by Boeing to get the 737 MAX jetliner back in the air have hit turbulence. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Boeing had hoped to complete the software update to the MAX 8's anti-stall system as early as this week, but a new FAA timetable confirmed by Boeing now shows the aircraft won't be ready for recertification for several more weeks. Regulators around the world grounded the popular new aircraft after the crashes of two MAX 8's within 5 months. This delay in declaring them airworthy again is piling new financial, legal, and regulatory pressure on Boeing. Steve?
A South Carolina coroner says multiple injuries from a sharp object killed a 21-year-old college student who got in the wrong car while waiting for an Uber. A 24-year-old suspect is charged with kidnapping and murder. It's a homicide investigation in Mandan, North Dakota, at a property management business.
Upon arriving, police officers discovered the bodies of three males and one female inside of the building.
Police Chief Jason Ziegler hasn't said how they died, but someone other than one of the four victims, he says, is responsible. In Atlanta, CBS's DeMarco Morgan has the story of a murder case that apparently began with a knock on the door.
My son is gone, you know, over innocent mistake.
Well, Marion Banks' mother, Lisa Johnson, says her son did nothing wrong on the night he was killed. The suspect, Daryl Bynes, claimed he believed someone was attempting to enter his home, so he grabbed his handgun and went onto his balcony. Omarion Banks then started walking away and said he had the wrong apartment. Bynes then claims the victim reached for something chrome in color, which he believed to be a gun before firing.
How can you have that much evil in your heart?
Banks had been on FaceTime with his girlfriend at the time. WSB-TV spoke to her about that night.
I heard all the fear in his voice, and he was just, I'm sorry, I'm at the wrong door.
Georgia is a stand-your-ground state, which means the law allows you to not retreat and use deadly force if you reasonably feel threatened. But police say Banks did not have a weapon and do not believe he was arguing with the shooter.
In Chicago, there's a runoff vote today for mayor.
We have to remember the necessity of hope.
Lori Lightfoot is an attorney. Tony Preckwinkle is a teacher turned politician.
Change is action, not just words at a podium, and that's what I've done my whole life.
Whatever the result, the city will have its first black woman in the mayor's office. On TV, Inside Edition host Deborah Norville listened when one of her viewers spoke.
When you work on television, viewers comment on everything. Your hair, your makeup, the dress you're wearing. And a long time ago, an Inside Edition viewer reached out to say she'd seen something on my neck.
Turned out to be a thyroid nodule, which was non-cancerous. But now it is cancer. Norville, who is 60, will have it removed. No other treatment will be needed. There are some new numbers out on a virus that's contagious, in the news, and on the rise. Here's CBS's Jim Shenevy.
How bad is the measles outbreak in the U.S. right now? Well, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there have already been more measles cases so far this year than in all of 2018. The 387 reported cases through March also on a pace to beat the high case rate of 2014, when 667 cases were confirmed. Federal health officials say the bulk of the cases remain in just a handful of states, including New York, California, Illinois, Texas, and Washington. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Researchers in Maryland say climate change is making allergy season worse and longer. The analysis looked at 300,000 people over a decade. When spring came a bit earlier than normal, allergy rates were 14% higher. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.